listening to the Bible 126 show.
A portal to hell found in one house. We as the body of Christ need to avoid rejecting the truth and dancing around particular subjects. Without a shadow of a doubt, one of the most avoided topics in modern Christianity today is demons and demonology. This is an error that is happening in the body of Christ. Just because we avoid a specific topic does not make it less real than it is. Poison kills you whether you believe it or not. Fire burns whether you believe it or not. Hell is real whether you believe it or not. And demons are real whether you believe it or not. Jesus, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, confronted the topic of demons and demonology. Wherever Jesus went, there was a confrontation with an evil spirit, and you cannot find one verse in the Holy Bible that alludes to the notion that demons and unclean spirits are no longer on earth. That is a lie. They are on this earth, and they are a very real part of every fiber of society. Demons are real, and their operations are real too. Although you cannot see them visibly, people experience their reality. As a believer, if you believe that the Holy Spirit is real, you should also believe that evil spirits exist. The same Bible that speaks of the precious Holy Spirit also speaks of unclean evil spirits. Demons are terribly evil spirits at work in heavenly places and on earth too, and they operate in various forms. Demons could operate through living things like animals and humans, especially, and they could also dominate a particular geographical location. In either case, you can always see or know that a demon is operating. Sometimes when demons possess people, they speak through such individuals and even influence their actions. So demons express themselves through any vessel they possess. A very good scriptural example of demons influencing a human is in Mark 5, where Jesus had an encounter with the madman of Gadara, who had thousands of demons residing in him. Due to the great numbers of demons that possessed him, he became so violent and possessed unusual strength such that no one could tame him. Mark 5:2-5 says, "And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs. And no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because he had been found with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains, and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones." In this passage, the madman of Gadara was greatly influenced by the demons that possessed him. First, he dwelt among graveyards, so his location was influenced by the unclean spirits. Second, they gave him supernatural abilities. So the man was violent because thousands of demons were seeking to express themselves through him at the same time. So no one could bind him, and at every time they succeeded to bind him, he would eventually break the chains and fetters off. He couldn't have broken the chains and fetters with his natural strength. No matter how strong he was, he would not have overcome a whole community by his natural strength. Again, the actions of the madman were influenced by demons. Demons cause people to act negatively. When they possess a person or a place, nothing but evil will be recorded there. There is nothing positive about demons. They are known for evil works. Apart from the fact that demons can possess a man and influence his actions and location, they can also dwell in a particular territory. About a decade ago, a home in Gary, Indiana was demolished because of the demonic activity that occurred there. The home was nicknamed a portal to hell. Numerous demonic instances occurred at this home. For instance, the people who lived in the home were sometimes possessed by those demons. In 2012, a mother who had experience in the home was interviewed. Out of the experiences, she shared the fact that her daughter levitated above the bed and suspended in midair. The girl was raised right off her bed and levitated. She quite literally levitated. The demon would speak out to the family, and the family described the voice of the demon as sounding quite literally like death. The lady recounted that she, along with her family, witnessed clear liquid seeping from the walls and footsteps that could be heard on the basement stairs with no trace of anyone. Now, what really caught my attention is the fact that doctors, nurses, a priest, and several police officers all witnessed these events, which included her son walking backwards up a hospital wall. That is something that literally defies all logic, But one thing you need to remember when dealing with demons, they are supernatural in nature. Just imagine that her son walked backwards up a wall in a hospital, and all the doctors and nurses ran away. This wasn't witnessed by one person, but numerous people. It is also recorded that visitors saw ugly, black-figured monsters in the home. Numerous activities took place in that home, which was confirmed both by medical practitioners, law enforcement agents, and casual visitors. Zach Bagans, a host and producer of the show titled Ghost Adventurers, bought the house in 2014 and demolished it later on. The summary of his report says, "Something was inside that house that had the ability to do things that I have never seen before. Things that others carrying the highest forms of credibility couldn't explain either. There was something there that was very dark, yet highly intelligent and powerful. There was a real portal to hell in this home. All the witnesses saw something spectacular and dreadful in that house. As a matter of fact, the priest who was invited to do a ritual cleansing in the house attested to the fact that demons were there. There were further reports of people picked up and flung against walls and furniture by some supernatural force. Strange demonic figures appearing in different shapes like the shadow of a man, a black looming monster, a ghost of a withered old lady with red eyes and a hood, flowing odorless oil from the house wall. The operations of demons are very real. Just as Jacob dreamt and saw angels ascending and descending on a ladder that linked heaven with the earth, demons also have their portals. They have regions where their activities are very intense. There are certain places where the energy level of demonic activities is very high. When you find yourself in such an environment where it seems something is contending with your prayer or Bible study life, then you should know there is a spiritual battle you must fight. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Our warfare is spiritual. We are not fighting against flesh and blood. When we direct our attention to people because they are used by the devil against us, we will miss our warfare target. For instance, if the man of Gadara was not the issue, it was the demons inside of him. I told you the story of this house, which is described as the portal to hell, not to scare you or produce any form of fear in your life. I told you this story to inform you that demonic activity still happens in this day and era, and you should not fear demons. Don't fear them. Run to Jesus. Demons fear God. Demons don't fear your pastor or your mom or dad or your friend. Demons fear God. They don't fear your husband or wife. They fear God. James 2:19. You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. Demons tremble. They fear and tremble at God. If you are facing demonic attack, run to Jesus. If the gates of hell have opened up into your life, run to Jesus. If you're hearing footsteps and voices in your home, run to Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the solution. Demons cannot stand at the name of Jesus. Every demon in hell fears Jesus. Even if you can't pray a prayer, mention the name of Jesus. We are not learning about the reality of demons and their operation on earth so that we can be frightened. Our knowledge about them will save us from the consequences of ignorance. We have been given authority over principalities and powers through the name of Jesus Christ. In Matthew 6:18, Jesus said, "And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Jesus didn't say that the gates of hell is not in existence, but it is sure that the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church of Christ. Demons are real, but they cannot overpower us if we are in Christ. Jesus taught us about how demons reinforce their stronghold in a person in Matthew 12:43-45, narrating that, "When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then he goes, and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so it shall be unto this wicked generation." This world is controlled by spiritual forces. Only when we operate under the influence of the Holy Spirit can we be free from these malevolent spirits with no other intention than to make life miserable for humanity. However, As a believer, it is impossible for you to be possessed by a demon because your spirit is regenerated through the new birth. Demons are real, but we have authority over them. We must not allow sin to strip us of the authority Christ has given us over them.